Last week, I talked about priorities, priorities over which we have control. We live in a time where COVID is changing everything. We may feel out of control. We may feel we have no input in our lives, and yet we do. We do have some control. And one of the areas in which we have control is our priorities. So last week, we looked at our priorities. And the more we look at our priorities and live them, the more people will see us living our priorities and make a connection between our priorities and what is important. So last week, scripturally, we had Abraham. He was willing to leave his homeland to do what God asked him to do. So his priority was on doing the will of God. And likewise, we had the story of Jesus in the desert for 40 days and 40 nights. Showed clearly what his priority was, his relationship with his Father. And then when he came out of the desert, he began to proclaim, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand." He was doing the will of his Father. So he had his priorities straight, and we see that clearly in his life. This week we're going to look again at priorities, but from the viewpoint of our identity. And this week's worksheet, which you can download on the website, will give you an opportunity to evaluate your priorities and to see how healthy they are. If you think of each one of the priorities you have in your life as a life account, you can ask yourself, am I making enough deposits in that life account? Am I doing what I should with my time, talent, and treasure to make sure that these priorities are true, are real? I'm living them out. So that's what this week's worksheet will be about. So today we look at identity. And the question is, what is the foundation of our identity? In whom or in what do we anchor our identity? Well, as Christians, the correct answer should be, well, as a baptized Christian, I am rooted in Jesus Christ. It is through Jesus that I get my identity. So then again, who is Jesus? What is his identity? And how do we know his identity? Well, here's one little fact that we've heard. We may not think about it. He wasn't born in a very famous, popular place. He was born in Galilee, which was in the boondocks, so to speak, of Judah. And yet, here, this is where the Messiah was raised. So he didn't get his identity from where he was born and raised. He got his identity from his Father. So the identity of Jesus is closely identified with God himself. So what are some of the titles that we have of Jesus that help identify him in Scripture? Well, we have Son of God. We have the Christ. We have John the Baptist saying, the Lamb of God. So there were people who were able to point to him, recognize his identity, and name it. Son of God, the Christ, Lamb of God. And in today's gospel, we have the story of the Transfiguration on Mount Tabor. Jesus took Peter, James, and John to the mountaintop. And they observed, again, the identity of Jesus, who he truly was. So even with the apostles, they were coming to know, who is this man? What is his real identity? And how did the Father say, this is the identity of my Son? He said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. That's where Jesus got his identity. Not from what he did, but from the fact that he was the Son, the perfect Son of God, the Father. And so he is God's beloved Son. And as God said, I am well pleased in my Son. And Jesus was totally for the Father. Totally, 100% committed to the Father. Because he himself was co-equal with God. He is God. He is God the Son. He is one with the Father. But the wonderful thing about Jesus' identity was he also identified with you and me. because he was also 100% human. So not only was he totally for God the Father, he was totally for you and me by becoming a human being. And as we know from Scripture, not just any old human being, but it says he became a slave to you and me. So there again, there's part of his identity. He didn't come to lord it over, but to serve. So if we want to know who our identity, what our identity is, who we are, we have to look to Jesus. We have to look to our faith in Jesus Christ. We have to look at our baptisms, because our baptisms radically focus, root, anchor our identity in God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Through baptism, we become adopted children of God. There's our identity. We are sons of God. We are daughters of God. Think of that. Adopted, but true sons and daughters of God. That's an identity of who we are. What follows from that then? But through baptism, we become a new creation. We're also anointed to be priest, prophet, and king. So there are some other ways in which we identify who we are through baptism. So our life becomes God's through baptism. And no longer believe, it's no longer mine alone to do what I want to do, but rather it belongs to God, and therefore I find my identity, I find my priorities in that relationship with God. And that's what our faith is all about. It's finding out who this God is, how we relate to him, how we identify with him, and what are the commissions he gives us? What are the priorities we have as followers of Christ? The problem we human beings face is that we're all so prone to stinking thinking. Now, people in 12-step programs know what that is. It's our minds get going and we think we're terrible and we're not worthy. We get angry, so forth and so on. And our strongest thoughts tend to define us. Our strongest thoughts. So if my strongest thought is, I am terrible, that's where I get my identity from. But that's not the identity God gives us, or the identity that God sees in us. We are called to remove the lies that we bring up in our lives, that we give to other people, that Satan pushes on us. We're called to remove them, to say, get behind me, Satan. Because my sins, my fears, my doubts, my guilt, they don't define who I am. It is God who has defined who I am. I am God's beloved son. I am God's beloved daughter. So think of that. That's the identity we're supposed to be thinking about at all times. No matter what negative thoughts we have, we're always supposed to go back to the reality, the fact that in baptism, we are a son and daughter of God. And this is the God who says to us, as he said to Jesus, this is my beloved son. This is my beloved daughter. Now, the next question, of course, is how do we live that identity? Well, I can't do it through my own powers. You can't do it through your own power. Where do we get the power? Well, that's where the Holy Spirit comes in. Through the power of the Holy Spirit. And remember, we're baptized in the name of the Father, who is our Father, through the Son, through whom and for whom all was created, and in the name of the Holy Spirit, through whom we receive these powers from God so that we can live the identity that God has given us. So every one of us, we have this amazing identity rooted in God, and if we really latched onto it, really believed it, well, what could stop us? What could stop us? If my first thought is, I am a child of God, as opposed to, I'm a sinner. Well, you know, we say that all the time, but we do say, I'm also a child of God. I am God's beloved. How would that change the way we see things, the way we talk about things, the way we treat other people? Would we want to let other people know your identity is rooted in God? He is your anchor. And because of the power of the Holy Spirit, we are empowered to live the priorities that we have, that God has given us. Obviously, the first priority would be to have that relationship with God. And Jesus shows us that. He's always getting up early, going for prayer, talking with his Father. Is God our main priority? Do we take time to develop that relationship to find out what God thinks of me, what God wants of me, and how God is empowering me to be his child, his powerful child, one who has all the powers of the Holy Spirit to go forth and to heal and to feed and to raise people from the dead, all the things that Jesus did. So we have the Holy Spirit in our lives. He is empowering us. Those are the facts that we have as Christians. The question is always is, number one, do I believe it? Do I believe it? Number two, if I have some doubts, what am I doing to move beyond those doubts? And then really third, what am I doing to claim my identity as a child of God? What am I doing to claim the powers of the Holy Spirit in my life so that I can truly live my identity as a child of God? As always, Jesus is the model of the person who does that perfectly. Because we have the same Father, because we have the same Holy Spirit in our lives, through the gifts of God, we are able to do what Jesus did, and one day to be with him in heaven for all eternity. But here and now, again, for a quick review, what are my priorities? What am I doing to live those priorities? Am I giving enough time, talent, treasure to live those priorities? What is my identity? How do I identify myself? How do I define myself? Do I define myself as a loser? Or do I identify myself the way God identifies me? This is my beloved son. This is my beloved daughter, in whom I'm well pleased. We're called to keep our focus on what God says about us, what God believes about us, so that we can grow in our likeness to Christ and do the great things we are called to do as disciples of the Lord. So again, this week, I encourage you to look a little bit more at your priorities. Think of what they are, what you're doing to grow them, and especially to just tell yourself, maybe look in the mirror in the morning, say, I am God's beloved child. God is pleased in me, and he wants me to thrive. He wants me to flourish. I'm not a failure. I'm not a worthless piece of junk. No, I am God's beloved son. I am God's beloved daughter. The more we think that way, believe that way, and act that way, the more we're going to become more and more the fullness of Christ in the world as we are baptized to be. So as we go forth, let's pray that we will continue to recognize our rootedness, our foundation, our anchor in Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life.